Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with athletic trainer Matt Flotterud about his role at Jet Physical Therapy, as well as National Athletic Training Month.
Can we begin with first, the general, what is an athletic trainer and what goes into becoming one?
Athletic trainers are medical professionals that work in a variety of settings. The most visible and traditional setting is with sports teams, and that can be with all levels. But athletic trainers can also work in hospitals, clinics, both with outpatient care and in surgery. Athletic trainers are also do quite a bit with more kind of tactical orientated professions, so the military, firefighters, police. So to become an athletic trainer, it's recently changed to be a master's level degree. Typically, the schooling winds up being a 5-year master's, so it's a little bit accelerated. It's a lot of hands-on work. You're in the classroom in the morning, and that afternoon you're with a sports team or out at a clinic, being able to use that information right away. There are a number of universities in Iowa that have programs. So the big state schools, University of Iowa, Iowa State, UNI, but also Grandview, Drake, Clark, and Loras all have athletic training programs.
Did you attend any of those in Iowa?
I did not. I went to school in Minnesota at Gustavus Adolphus College, which is in St. Peter, but not too far away from the Iowa border, I suppose.
So you did your schooling in Minnesota. What brought you out to Washington, Iowa?
So my wife is from Washington, and we're getting the itch to move kind of to the countryside, so we moved to the family farm, and so that's kind of what brought us down to Washington, and I've been lucky to find a job here in Washington with Jet Physical Therapy, and it's been a really good fit.
And how long have you been with Jet Physical Therapy?
So this will be my 4th year at Jet. Overall, I'm in my 9th year of being an athletic trainer.
What does your day-to-day look like? Is it pretty scattered depending on the day?
Yeah, I don't really have a typical day. It changes all the time. The most typical thing I can say is I usually come into the office to do a little bit of work sometime in the morning or early afternoons. Later in the afternoons, kind of after school time, head to one of our partner schools. I do injury checks, doing some rehab with those athletes. You know, if we're in season, in the evenings I'll be at games. We do have some weekend events that we do. Typically, in each sports season, I tend to have a little bit more of a routine. I actually really like it. I'm not much of a 9-to-5 kind of guy. So having the change keeps me on my toes and keeps me far more engaged in my work.
What else drew you to the field of athletic training?
I guess I've always been into sports. I was a multi-sport athlete growing up. I always liked being active. And I picked a major in college, and you know, I really just kind of fell in love with the work and what I'm doing. And not many people can say they get paid to be working with sports. And I guess I get to be lucky in that way.
What are some other services provided by Jet Physical Therapy that maybe some people are less familiar with?
Yeah, obviously with our name, you know, we provide physical therapy. We do have one provider who can do dry needling up in Wellman. So it's a kind of a Western variation of acupuncture. Generally, it's for pain relief, but there's other uses. Some other services, we do some personal and small group trainings. Typically, that's with athletes. We're working on doing some youth camps, specifically more for speed and agility this summer. We've done those in the past. We also do sports physicals, DOT physicals, DOT drug and alcohol screening.
But overall, I feel like sometimes trainers don't necessarily get the recognition that they deserve, but March is National Athletic Training Month. So in your opinion, why do you believe it's so important to recognize these professionals in that field?
It's just like with athletes, like people don't necessarily realize all the time and effort they put into practices and training, and that's what pays off on the court or the field. The majority of the work that athletic trainers do happens mostly behind the scenes. And having the athletic trainer, you know, in the high school setting, college setting, any setting, really the players, the athletes, they benefit from having a medical professional right there, sprain their ankle, bust up their knee, whatever it winds up being. You know, there's someone there for a rapid assessment and quick treatment of that injury. The rehab is delivered at the school. Other kind of return to play stuff is handled in a very prompt manner, so athletes can hopefully get back a little bit quicker, less chance of re-injury. And I think the coaches really benefit by not having to worry about, is this kid okay to play? What do I have to do to manage this injured player? that's off of them, and they can just really focus on coaching. I mean, the school really benefits from having that first responder on site for the games, and the parents benefit from having us to make sure that their children are safe and they're not playing when they're not safe.
Are there any highlights or moments that validated your decision to get into this field, or if you had any moments where you really felt like you connected with an individual or a group that stand out to you?
I'm really proud of the service that we provide to our community. I know that we're providing the schools and the athletes with a really high quality, a low cost health option. What I really truly enjoy about what I do is being able to get to know the athletes and the coaches, but mostly the athletes, get to know them and do my little part in helping them succeed. And what I find the most enjoyment is watching the athletes reach their highest level and really succeed.
Before we wrap up, is there anything else that you'd like to add about Jet Physical Therapy or your job or the people that you work with?
Jet Physical Therapy has a great team. I really enjoy working with all my coworkers, and they've all been great. Eric's been a good boss, and we have some really exciting things on the horizon. We have that new space going into that old Dollar General building on the east side of town. Should be done by the end of this year. We'll have a little bit more space, so it'll make it a little easier for us to do some of our personal and group training. I've really enjoyed being able to work with the communities that we serve, which includes Washington, but other schools as well, such as Waco, Winfield, Pekin, Sigourney, and Hillcrest Academy. I've gotten to know all the coaches and the players there, and it's been really fun, and I've really enjoyed being able to help out.
That was Matt Flotteroo joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about National Athletic Training Month. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.